The following podcast contains mature language and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Like, how do you want to do it?
I don't care.
We can free ball it.
Okay, we'll free ball it. I just don't want to do a bunch of editing.
Called me up and asked if I would write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Gary Show? This is the theme to Gary Show, the opening theme to Gary Show. This is the music that you hear as you watch the credits. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll watch his Gary Shandling Show. The theme to Gary Shandling Show.
Okay, hey everybody, welcome to the Marvel Superheroes DC Bloodlines Rolled Spine.
One stream needed.
Multi-stream podcast. Don't cross the streams podcast. So Fixit and I went to go see Batman v Superman without Frank, because Frank doth protest too much. No, he has better things to do, I guess. I don't know. He didn't want to hang out.
I think it's a good thing he didn't go, because I'm pretty sure that empty seat next to me, he would have been flinging poo at the screen.
Yeah. When we left the movie, we all thought that either he would have literally dropped trowel, pooped in his hand, and threw it at the screen.
Wait. And what was the image
he
of
would
him?
He would have pooped on his hand and ran up to the screen and wrote, "Heathens!" with his hand. I ran out of poop. I gotta poop some more and over finish because it's a big word. So we sat through this film.
And
so first,
full disclosure, I actually saw it last night.
Yeah, Mr. Fixer saw it last night,
and I didn't tell you because I wanted you to go through it and
that's
enjoy
fine.
It.
And more importantly, you didn't want to spoil anything for me, which we unfortunately got to the show an hour or like 40 minutes early, and so we sat there. And the previous showing ends.
And all the kids come out. Everybody comes out.
Everybody comes out. They all look kind of sad. And everybody's like kind of drab. Coming out just like, oh. Like they just woke up from like a long nap. So, and then this last mom and kid come out. And the kid just looks up at mom and just spoils the whole end of the movie. Which, by the way, hey, spoilers are going to be from top to bottom of this podcast. So this little kid looks up at his mom and goes, "Mommy, Superman's dead?" I look at him, I was like, what the fuck? Like, and she's just like, "Let's go, baby." And they walk off. And I'm like, your kid just yelled the spoiler out in front of everybody. And unfortunately, nobody else in line heard them. And I was the only one, because you weren't paying attention either.
I heard it too. Remember, I told you.
Oh, that's right. You heard it because we looked at each other and we were like, oh my God. We thought it was hilarious. And then we asked people next to us, "Did you just hear that?" And they were like, "No, we were talking." And I was like, "Oh, good," because they just spoiled it. The movie is about the repercussions for Man of Steel,
which you were watching on my phone.
I watched on your phone about an hour of before. I'd never seen Man of Steel, so I watched the first hour of Man of Steel, and then we saw this movie. And maybe I'll go finish the rest of it after this. We see that go into the movie. It basically picks up at the end of Man of Steel when I guess he's fighting Zod and killing the whole city, right? And Bruce Wayne is there and he's like, "Oh my God, Jack!" Well, that's supposed to be something.
I guess, but doing that incredible Jeep placement.
Oh my God, dude.
Product placement. Fantastic.
Fiat Chrysler is all over this movie.
Was that a Jeep or was that a Fiat?
Yeah, that was a Jeep.
Okay.
Fiat owns Chrysler, which owns Jeep. So there were Dodge Chargers, Dodge Challengers, Dodge Durangos, Jeep Cherokees. That was a Renegade he was driving because they have a Batman v Superman Renegade edition.
Yeah.
What else later? Wonder Woman's driving a Alfa Romeo 4C, which is their little sports car.
Just in case you're wondering, Mac is our car guy as well.
I'm a car guy. They don't do anything with Aston, and Bruce Wayne had that old Aston Martin. But anyway, there was product placement. I'm sure you noticed Lois Lane's Nikon camera everywhere. When I was watching Man of Steel, and she had that Nikon camera, I was like, oh man, they do their product placement big in these movies.
Little mini commercials.
Anyway, so he goes there just in time to watch his whole building get blown up, and some dude gets his legs all jacked up, and he helps get the guy off, whatever. So,
gets the guy off.
He helps get the.
You're in pain here.
No. No, he helps get the beam off the guy's legs. Anyway,
there you go.
So, And the rest of the movie is about this whole humans trying to decide, like,
is Superman too powerful to exist?
Is he good or is he bad? Or he does some good. And really, I guess the main... But so this was my thing, okay? So I thought this movie was going to be about the bad shit that happened to Man of Steel and him playing the repercussions for it. But then they have this scene, which... Okay, so first of all, that first scene, way too much 9/11 imagery.
Yeah.
That's such freaking... low-hanging fruit bullshit. I can't stand it. They did it at when World of Worlds, that stupid Tom Cruise World of Worlds movie, where it was like, dude, you're literally just, you have the crashing airplane in one scene, and then you have him when he's running through the streets, and there's all the fucking powder.
Oh, but they powdered dust, yeah.
I have the exact same thing in this movie, which I still think that's kind of classless to do stuff like that. Like, I don't know. There's something about it that still bugs me. Like, I don't know if...
Well, but see, you can't take it that way because that's going to happen if buildings collapse. If you have skyscrapers falling, it's not like they're going to fall a different way. I mean, they did it in Avengers. They did it in Avengers where the Hulk went through the building. Now, granted, nothing got hit around it.
No, but there was, like, the dust everywhere, and as he's walking through the dust, they're, like, the people walking around like zombies.
The horse,
it was obviously a police horse showing you that servicemen had passed away. Like, to me, that was low-class bullshit. But then later on, you get Lois Lane, and she's going to meet with a terrorist organization, something else that's in the news. They take her and her photographer.
Who turns out to be a CIA agent.
Okay. Take her to this camp, and they've got the black hoods on, like super Al-Qaeda-y suicide shit, you know, or head chop off, kill journalist bullshit. Like, that's another thing in the news now, so they had to... So anyway, but they made that the real crux of this problem, because when Superman goes in to save Lois Lane, a bunch of these, like, Russian guys kill everybody there.
But wait, can we agree, when Superman goes to save Lois Lane and grabs a terrorist and slams him through three walls, he died.
He killed the terrorist, right? Like, he murdered... Yeah, he killed that guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, Superman flies away with Lois Lane, and they get to the scene, and they see that all the people are dead, even though they were killed by machine gun fire.
And they assume Superman did it?
They assume Superman did it? It's like, what the fuck? And then they're talking to some... So then there's a homegirl, the Tennessee senator or whatever, who's got this...
Kentucky.
She's got this deal going down. Yeah.
She's
leading the anti-Superman.
She's the head of the committee for all Superman activity.
Right.
Which kind of, I guess, has some power. But you're kind of skipping out. The whole problem I had with that whole terror scene was, again, like you said, they were killed by gunfire, and yet Superman doesn't use a gun. And they use specialized bullets that could be traced.
No shit.
Like, it just... Yeah.
We're going to skip a lot of the recap because you guys are going to go see the movie.
Trust me, it's already a chore to get through half of it. The problem I had was gore.
So how about this? How about instead of us recapping the movie, we're just going to talk about the various plot holes and
just jump around. Yeah, okay.
That was dumb. So Lois Lane recovers a lodged bullet in one of her
books.
She uses that bullet
to trace, like, all the way back to Luthor.
Nobody knows what the fucking metal is. The Pentagon's never seen anything. She gives it to some other fucking guy, and he's able to say, oh, it's a LexCorp bullet.
No, he was part of the Pentagon.
Well, then how come the other fucking Pentagon guys could... It doesn't make any fucking sense, dude.
I'm telling you, Goyer and them should stop writing movies, dude. Like, this movie was all over the place. That's not even the worst part. The worst part to me was... Luthor, who's supposed to be this brilliant character that goes after Superman with his intellect, something petty like bullets linked him to a murder. Like, just...
Well, why were they having to use special bullets?
Yeah.
What was the whole... Like, they're just going to gun people down.
But it got to be a special kind of bullet.
Why does it have to be a special Lex Luthor bullet to kill a bunch of freaking terrorizers? Like, I don't understand that. Anyway, so... They're trying to say, no, Superman's responsible for these few dead people. But it's like, but he wasn't responsible for the other dead people in the last movie? But that's why Bruce Wayne's mad, but everybody else is mad because of some people. Like, look, I'm an American. You're an American, right?
America.
We know the last thing Americans care about are people killed in some other country. So why were they trying to use some people in some third world country that Americans don't care about, but that's supposed to be why everybody's outraged at Superman?
Well, I think she was trying to build support for the world against Superman.
But they're talking to woman from one of the... She says, they came in, they killed all of our people, they killed the regime guy, and Superman... And it's like...
No, but then she talked about how after they left, the government
came in. So then that's Superman's fault, too. Because he killed one regime, and some other regime came in...
And started killing people.
To fill in the void, which is another kind of... I don't know. Like,
this movie felt...
Here's where this movie went way too far. Way too many Jesus, God, angel,
references.
Savior references, and way fucking too many faux topical politics bullshit.
Well, I felt no. I think it really went off the rails. Is they took story arcs from different stories, good stories, and tried to mix them all into something new. They did Death of Superman. They did Dark Knight Returns. They're trying to take all these different books and try to create something new.
Yeah, well,
and it didn't mix.
And that's one of my big problems. Was those are two big enough stories where you can make one Batman movie off Dark Knight Returns, and you can make one Superman movie off of the Death of Superman. Why they felt the need to cram those two together and do this forced Justice League?
Yeah.
Because that stuff seemed like it was shot like way after the fact, didn't it? Like where he's in the office and he's opening up the LexCorp files and
I'm telling you, dude. Oh, Goyer, please, DC, quit letting him write movies. The man is horrid. Lex Luthor has all his private information in a computer that is next to the kitchen in his house, guarded by a glass door, which anyone can walk
in. And it's literally in the kitchen.
Yes, it's in the kitchen. And I'm thinking, why would you put such vital information in the kitchen behind a glass door with no security? And I'm thinking, like,
No cameras.
Nothing.
Dude, Comcast sells home security systems for like $20 a month. But Lex Luthor doesn't have cameras by his top secret server room mounted in the kitchen. Like, so stupid. It's just, times I'm just shaking my head like, what the fuck?
That's what I tell you. I tell you from now on, I go watch a movie twice before I want to do a podcast on it. The first time is to get the initial shock out of the way. So I'll sit through the movie and I'm like, wow. The next time I'm sitting there and I'm actually watching it more. And you, like, you know, we both agree you can have a lot of plot holes in a movie. Dude, this movie was just nothing but plot holes in my mind. I just didn't know where they were going. Dude, those fucking dream sequences, sometimes I didn't know what was real.
Like, some of that shit, it felt like this was so...
Dude, they did the Inception. A dream within a dream within a dream. I was like, ugh.
But it seemed like, okay, so there was the scene where he finally... So he falls asleep, right? He's what? So
no. Okay.
Was I supposed to know who the character was that came through time and was like?
Well, no. See, that's the thing. I thought that was the Flash.
I thought it was supposed to be the Flash too, but it's obviously
okay. So he goes to sleep. He passes out. He gets home from a night of ass beating and falls asleep and has this apocalyptic. Didn't he have the apocalyptic?
So what happened was anyway. After he's in Lex's he's at some party of Lex's, yeah. Right? Which I like that whole scene.
Really?
Yeah, I like that scene.
I didn't like the way they portrayed
Lex. What's her name? Somebody comes up and tries to talk to him. He's like, we've already donated lots of Wayne Corp's already donated lots of money for books or whatever, and he just like walks past.
Well, that's Superman. Yeah, Superman. Clark Kent walks up to him.
Clark Kent.
Yeah, Clark Kent walks up to him.
Talking about.
He goes, "Hi, Clark Kent." From
anyway. So what I liked that part of it anyway. But the dumb part, and I liked how Superman could hear Alfred talking to him in his ear.
So you're good with all that. You were fine with the way they portrayed Lex Luthor.
The problem is that Lex Luthor in all these movies has been a crackhead wacko.
No, not like this.
He wasn't nearly as annoying as
that. Dude, I thought he was a Joker.
He was totally being the Joker until even in the very last few scenes where I'm like, are they literally changing him into the Joker at Arkham Asylum or something?
Yeah, because I thought he was going to be – I thought this was going to be a trick where
I'm not ready to talk about Jesse Eisenberg yet. So when he goes down into the server room and puts the little box that steals all of his data out of it, which is stupid,
in the kitchen.
Which is dumb. In the kitchen. Anyway, so when he goes back down to get it, because it takes 7 minutes to get it, so he has to go upstairs and just kind of like schmooze or whatever. And when he comes back down, the box is gone, and it's because Wonder Woman has taken it. So then later on, he tracks Wonder Woman down. I like that scene where she's looking at the old ancient sword.
Oh, no. Honestly, I actually enjoy... I thought she was kind of a cool Wonder Woman. Like, that was... She looked like Wonder Woman.
She didn't talk very much or anything. But yeah, I thought she looks great.
I still want to know how Bruce Wayne got her email, if they didn't really know her name.
I guess that doesn't make any sense either. How did he get her email? Because later on, he emails her. Anyway, so... that was dumb, too. I didn't even think about that part.
Dude, I was sitting there, I was thinking, did he literally just go wonderwoman.com and just like Google, Yahoo?
Maybe they were,
Hotmail?
Maybe she was a suggested friend on Facebook, and he was like, oh, I know her.
I figured she's using, like, Dogpile or something.
Anyway, so that kind of showed how she one-upped Batman because she got the box, but then he tracked her down later on, even though they don't really tell you how he tracked her down. But,
do they even know who each other are?
No, I think it doesn't matter. It's stupid. Okay. So... she says, hey, but I actually gave you the box back. It was in the glove compartment of your car. I looked at it. It's encrypted. I can't get what I she's like, I wanted one image off of it, but I couldn't get it. Which, again, is stupid because it's a digital image. What the fuck was she going to do? Take it and delete it? It's a digital image. Right? How stupid is that? Anyway.
Well, these are copies of copies, so.
It's a digital image. It is infinite now. It doesn't go away. You can't.
You're right. Another thing. I think she was projecting it like a photocopy. Right, she was going
to
burn it. And
they were acting like, I'm trying to get this image back. But it's fucking your. Anyway. I like that little exchange, but it was after he gets the box wrap back from her. He goes back to the Batcave, sticks it in, and it has to decrypt, and it's showing that it's taking a long time, and that's when he falls asleep.
That's right.
Wakes up, has that extremely violent flashback where he's got a freaking machine gun.
Okay, and that's...
That was during that scene, right?
Yeah, okay, and that's where, I'm telling you, this is the Authority movie. He's Midnighter, because he's kicking ass and killing people.
Dude, who's gunning... Like, so I thought about this during... This was the scene where I was like, oh, that's why the director's cut is rated R. I don't know how this wasn't rated R. Really? I mean, like, this movie could have easily been rated R with that much violence. People got gunned down everywhere, dude. He's gunned, stabbed.
Well, I mean...
I'm just saying, I understand it's PG-13.
Yeah.
But it's close.
Yeah, no, yeah, and no, I give it a close R. So
that's why I totally get that an extended version with just a little more violence totally put it into R. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because this movie was that close.
He fell asleep, and then he has the apocalyptic dream where he's like, you got the stone? He goes, yeah, he got the stone. He walks up, he looks in there, and it's a green light. He looks up, and the guy pulls the gun and goes, I'm sorry. And then Superman's guards take off their cloaks. Yeah, yeah. They arrest him. I still thought that was an awesome scene where those flying creatures are coming in. I thought those were those creatures from Apocalypse.
I don't know what they're called. This is where we need Frank.
Yeah, we gotta get Frank on that one.
Those Kirby...
Kirby...
Fucking dudes.
Like, fly-looking things that are coming in, and like one kid goes, is that Ant-Man?
And everybody around us started laughing.
I mean, because it looked like Ant-Man. It knocks him out. Again, Superman lands. He uses his beams to kill everyone but Bruce. So
he's cutting him in half.
Yeah, but, well, he's disintegrating. They're actually disintegrating.
No, they're still hanging.
No, but if you watch them, they're disintegrating.
I thought it was cutting him in half.
Whatever
he was doing was extreme.
Well, yeah, very extreme for Superman. And so he walks up there, he takes off the mask. I'm assuming puts his fist through his chest.
Yeah, yeah. He was either punching a hole in him or ripping his heart out.
And then this, folks, is where we're going to go Inception. And so all of a sudden he wakes up and there's a character screaming some kind of time travel loop saying, you were right. It was her. You were always right. I mean, this second time I was trying to really catch what he was saying. You're right, and I thought it was a flash.
He's like, it's Lois, Lois. He goes, am I too late? Are we too late?
Did he? I was trying to catch him because he kept saying, you were right about him. And it does look like the Flash, like in some kind of metal armor gear.
That's why I was like, well, maybe he's supposed to be Cyborg.
He was white.
Was he white?
Yeah, he was white, yeah.
I couldn't really tell.
I thought it was either the Flash, or I thought maybe Orion. Because it kind of had that red with the armor.
I was trying to think of what other...
Maybe it was a boom tube that he was dreaming of. And then, so I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, that's weird. And then he wakes up from that dream. And of course, there's a piece of paper way in the background floating, which I was thinking, so does that mean it was real?
It was real.
Was it?
Yeah. Because when he woke up after Superman was punching a hole in him, he was like holding his chest. Because that's why I knew that.
So which dream was real? Because
I think that was real.
But then he woke up from that, remember? Because he was head down, he stood up.
Right. But because the paper was still going, I think that was real.
Who fucking knows, man? They're just writing some weird shit.
Anyway, so that's when he knows. That's when the files are done encrypting, and there's four files.
But wait,
the Wonder Woman and Lex Luthor has put
their symbols.
Their symbols on each folder. So fucking dumb. All this part though felt like it was added later.
Yeah.
But this looks like it, for some reason, it just looks totally different the rest of the movie. So yeah, it's got the Wonder Woman logo.
It's a weird pace for the movie to all of a sudden they have like the Aquaman symbol.
And the Cyborg symbol, and the Flash. And every time they do this in this movie, it's really just like it's just out of nowhere. And you're like, what the fuck does this have to do with the rest of the movie?
Dude, that's where the dream sequences were taking me out. Like, the movie's going, and then we're in a dream sequence.
So weird.
Dude, when Superman's walking in the Himalayas, and then he runs into his dad, I'm like,
What the fuck is going on?
I was like, in the DC universe, do fucking ghosts just like pop out of anywhere? Like they just. That's one point where I started wondering. Like Batman is really played up as like a sociopath. Like he's crazy. Like usually Batman in the books is always played as a loner. You know, he's that hard edge kind of guy. He kind of came off crazy, like obsessive crazy. And not in a cool way, like he...
I don't know. I thought they were trying to do that, but dude, I didn't really buy into it. Like, he was branding guys with the bat branding, and they were like, if you've got the bat branding in prison, it's a death sentence. So he's basically killing... He's killing them without killing them, even though he kills a bunch of them and all these different scenes.
When he's flying the bat jet, and he starts gunning down guys tank.
With the Batmobile.
Yeah.
But he's like throwing the cars with these guys and dumping cars. Dude, he's killing people everywhere. And the whole time I'm thinking, you're pissed off that Superman had some collateral damage and killed a lot of people. I think your body count in this movie is approaching Superman's. Like, that's what I was like, I totally don't buy this shit, dude.
Well, Superman's was, he was battling Zod and people got it collateral.
Right.
This one, Batman was putting these people in danger. Yeah. He like the one guy where they pop off the back of the Jeep and they're shooting at him with a Gatling gun. And he starts returning fire. Or was it a car guy again? He starts returning fire and literally cuts him into ribbons and then runs through the car and explodes. And I'm like, he just murdered two people. Like, you have to put them in jail. They have to go through the court system. So that's when I said, he's not Batman. He's the Midnighter. Because Batman, that's kind of against what Batman believes. He doesn't use guns. He doesn't murder. He doesn't kill criminals. Yet this guy was killing left and right with remorse.
Maybe it was just a theater we saw. And I thought all of those scenes where they were fighting at night were like way too dark. Like, I felt like I couldn't see shit that was going on. I had kind of a hard time following the action sequences sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
It didn't make sense to me, like where he's chasing him down and then Superman stops the Batmobile and then tells him, this is your only thing. Your only chance. The bat is dead. Let it go. Consider this mercy. And I'm like,
and then flew. That was a weird scene.
I was like, wait, so you just stopped. And then of course Batman is, do you bleed? You will. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, that was just a weird conversation. Like, you just crashed the Batmobile and you're just gonna fly. Like, you couldn't stop him. Like, talk to him on a rooftop, maybe. I mean, you had to get in the way of this car chase.
And then he just threatens him and flies off.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on with these dudes?
Pacing of the movie just felt weird. The interactions felt weird because it was like mistaken. How would you put it? Like misunderstanding. Like it was, the movie was nothing but misunderstandings
by people who were supposed to be really smart.
Yeah, like, I mean, Batman is supposed to be the greatest detective in the world, and he can't figure all this shit out. Like, he's like, I'm trying to figure out what the white Portuguese is, and then everyone is like, well, I guess it's a person, and then he's like, well, no, the whole time I knew it was a mineral. I just didn't know what it was. I was like, it just made no sense.
It was the boat, and then he thought it was a dirty bomb, and it wasn't a dirty bomb. It was a mineral.
They
were trying to smuggle the mineral on the white Portuguese.
Did it feel sometimes like they were cramming too much, too?
Oh, yeah, dude. There was just too much shit to go on. That's why I was saying, the whole thing with Lois and the terrorizers, you didn't need to do any of that. Just say Man of Steel was the reason why everybody's pissed off at Superman. You didn't need all that side shit. Like, right there, that was 15 minutes they could have cut out of the movie. 5-10 minutes you could have picked up. All the scenes we were talking about, well, you know, Lois, you went there and you got to the freaking terrorists and all this stuff, and now all this crap's happening and blah, blah, blah. Like, cut all that shit out. You don't need any of that shit. Say it's for Man of Steel. If this is the sequel, then you're dealing with the ramifications of the prior movie. Instead, I just felt like they kept trying to try to create new reasons to keep making you hate Superman, and I didn't believe freaking any of them.
Well, see, this is where I told Frank when we talked about it last time, where I thought DC was going at it the wrong way. They really should have done a Dark Knight movie, then made this movie afterwards where they meet at the end of Dark Knight, and then this is the Superman trial movie, the death of Superman, and Batman's in it, and then the JLA comes from that. Instead of doing this hybrid, let's jam everybody in there, and it's going to make sense somewhere, and...
Anyway, are we even like halfway through the movie yet? I wouldn't even know.
I really just want to jump to it because it was so bad. I mean, honestly, the part that... Oh, man, there's so many parts that bother me.
Then we get to the Batman fighting Superman scene, right? Because...
That was... Oh, did that make sense to you at all?
It was not good. I don't know. It just wasn't good. I mean, I liked the kryptonite grenades, but I didn't like watching Batman. I don't even care. You know, I don't give a shit about Batman and Superman. I didn't... Sitting there...
It felt sadistic.
That's the word I'm looking for.
It felt very sadistic.
It got too sadistic. Where nothing in this movie made me believe that Batman really hated Superman that much. Like, he hated Superman that much that he was going to, like, beat him to death and then impale him with the kryptonite spear.
The part where he scars his face with it.
Yeah, he cuts him first.
I was like, what? I was like, when would Batman do that? Like, that makes no sense. And of course, when they're battling, was it three or four times that Superman hits Batman, and throws what hits him and goes like 60 yards. And at each point, I'm thinking, well, he'd be dead by now. Yeah. Like, concussion alone would have killed him.
He could have flicked him in the teeth since he left his mouth exposed.
Dude, there was a part where, remember, half the mask is missed. Yeah. So you're assuming his fist hit that. And Batman is just, dude, this is written by people who never really probably read the books, or by secondhand writers who wrote really shitty stories. Because it made no sense. It didn't feel like part of the DC universe to me.
Well, and I didn't get the whole, so...
Was that supposed to be like the Spear of Destiny too? I kept feeling like that was kind of a religious...
I don't know. Again, more imagery.
Stab him in the...
Yeah.
That's what I... Because I was like, why would he make a spear? Like, I always thought the cool... Like in the JLA cartoon, the Justice League Unlimited, when Apocalypse fights Superman, he whips out a kryptonite blade.
You mean Darkseid?
Or Darkseid. Was it... what did I say? Apocalypse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's Darkseid. I'm sorry. I always call him Apocalypse.
Isn't Apocalypse the planet he's from?
Yeah, he's from... Yeah.
Hey, I'm a DC master, man. Check this out. Welcome to the DC Bloodlines podcast. This is my legal machine. Yeah, I just franked you. Oh, my gosh.
That's what it feels like?
Yeah, this is like Frankception.
You're literally floating right now. So, in the cartoon, he actually whips out like a little mini blade of kryptonite that he's basically going to shank him, phone check him with. Kind of cool. In this one, he had this entire spear made, like, very designed with all kinds of... I was like, that's really weird. Like, that's a lot of work to go into making a sharp object that you could just...
Why didn't he just club him over the head with the rock?
Dude, he could have literally
bullets.
Just put...
Why didn't he make bullets?
Just make
it?
Duct tape. Just duct tape the end of it and just start stabbing him prison style. Or...
But you know why? It's because... He wanted to beat him to death. That's why those grenades...
But that was so weird, though, for Batman, because Batman doesn't do that.
But the grenades... Dust that he could breathe in...
You mean the chemical compound, the... was it chemical weapon he was using?
Yeah, the chemical weapons he was using. The mustard gas he was using. So that he could beat on him and beat on... Like, it was just weird, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't like any of that. He's about to kill him. Lois runs in and is like, no!
No, you're skipping a big part. He goes, you got to save her! Martha! And he's like, why are you saying that name? Martha! And he's like, why are you saying that name? Of course, this is where he goes psycho, and he's having flashbacks, and they have to show us for the fifth fucking time.
They show it almost uncut, the entire death scene of his family from earlier in the movie.
Three times. The grave. Like, wasn't it the fifth time we went to the grave?
I don't even
where
know
you could see Martha Wayne again as he's putting flowers. And of course Lois Lane runs in.
Dude, like we're not
this
dumb.
This is his mother.
We're not dumb. We get it.
But
earlier in the movie when he died, he said Martha.
Yeah.
And died, and they showed us the freaking gravestone. But we get it. You don't have to show us the whole thing over again. I know the movie's long, but
the writers, dude. Do not let him touch another. Oh god.
So that's his mother's name.
And that's I guess snaps him out of his psycho killing spree. He just all of a sudden he's normal. He's like, oh, and then he throws the spear and decides that we're friends now because you're dead.
Your mom is
Martha. We're Martha kids.
I forgot about the thousands of people and made me so mad that I wanted to. I went to all these lengths to kill you. But
our moms are Martha.
Our moms got the same name, bro. Oh my god.
No. The part that really got me, and I knew it was going to come into play, was when Lois Lane picks up the sphere, spear, and decides to throw it in this magical lane.
I don't want to get to that part.
Really? Oh my god.
But I did like that. Then he was like, I'm not going to get you down. You go. I liked.
But they became like besties right off the bat. Like all of a sudden they're, I won't fail you. Martha won't die.
No, because well.
Yes, man.
But see, here's the problem. Here's what they didn't set up. I know what they were trying to do. They just didn't set it up right. They were trying to set up that the Superman was there trying to get over and murk Batman. Not murder Batman. He was there trying to convince him, dude, we have to do this because my fucking mom, dude.
Dude, well, he did a really shit. He chopped him when he was pushing him through walls.
He was going to those lengths for his mother, and I think that's where Bruce Wayne came. That's what I think they should have played up. They didn't do a good job of it. Instead, it was, they got the same name. Yeah, dude.
Bruce, I need to talk to you, and then he shoves him 70 yards into a wall. Yeah, no one's going to want to talk after you've shoved them through a wall.
Yeah. But I kind of liked the movie after that.
Really? Oh, no. I'll be honest. When Wonder Woman popped in and she had that 300 soundtrack.
The electric Ishtar. I told you I hated that music.
Dude, I tell you, when they came in, and of course, you know, the women in the crowd are clapping, and she speaks maybe three words, and commences to pull the best Xena impression I've ever seen on film. Dude, she was Xena, dude. I'm pretty sure she was when the building was collapsing.
No, she was fine. No, but I do like that Batman's like, okay, no, I'll go save your mom. You need to go to the ship because that's obviously some shit I can't deal with, but I can save your mom. And Alfred was like, I was already listening in. I've tracked his cell phone.
You mean the comic relief because he's always doing those little quips to himself and no one else?
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
Red Jeremy Irons? Underused.
He was probably underused. But
same thing with...
But it's not a full Batman movie. Morpheus, that's the problem. He was great too, Perry. Yeah, he was good.
But underused again.
Yeah. But again, if these were split into two movies, then we would have got more Alfred. We would have got more Perry. But instead, they smashed this crap together. I like that he went to go save his mom. I like that whole where he just busts in and tears all those dudes up. Except he was murdering those dudes. He was killing those dudes again. And when that guy cuts him.
And then he takes the knife and he jams it.
He takes the knife and gets that look on his face and then stabs him with it. Dude, I'm telling you, that's the Midnight. I'm not down with that.
Dude. If you read Authority, that's the Midnighter.
It was so unnecessary, dude. That's unnecessary violence. And I haven't read the Authority, and I don't know you. I mean, that was a big book.
Yeah, but that's the Midnighter. Dude. That's what he did. He was that guy that did bad things to the bad guys. Batman is the one that he stops you, but he has a line that he doesn't cross. That's why it's a big deal in the Dark Knight when he's beating the shit out of the Joker and the Joker kills himself. He's finished snapping his neck. Because that's something Batman wouldn't go and do. And they totally forgot about that. They're like, we're going to give you the Dark Knight.
It's not
but
even,
guess what? He's going to murder everything inside.
I just thought, and I know that he actually killed people. But for some reason, when he stabbed that dude.
That was too much.
And he's just, screaming as he's stabbing him. I was just like, man, this is.
That was the line for you?
Yeah. At that point, I was just like, dude, you got to be. And I know I just said I liked the movie from that point on. But that kind of like bothered me. I don't know what it was that bothered me about that. Other than the fact there were tons of children in there. I recognize Batman is a freaking icon for kids, dude.
Yeah.
And Superman is an icon for kids. This movie is fucking inappropriate.
I can go with you on
it,
that.
It went to some weird, weird places.
Well, dude, remember, I had the little 4-year-old, 3-year-old next to me. And the kid was freaking out a little bit, where he had to get on his mom's lap because the movie was too intense for him.
Well, and then you had the dream sequence earlier, where he's asleep and he's in... the crypt, the tomb where his parents are, and his dad's tomb starts bleeding.
Oh, yeah, and he turns...
And when he touches it, and then that human bat bursts out of it, and
Batman,
scares the shit out of every kid, including me, in the whole freaking place, dude. And I was like, why did we just see that? What was that whole scene for?
I'm telling you, dude, this is my theory. They were trying to say, look, Marvel does... Remember I told you, I read a lot. Marvel does these pastel, fun comedy action movies. We're going dark. We're going to go so dark. Oh, my God. It's going to be so dark. It's darker than dark. It's blacker than black.
Something else that annoyed me.
Wait. I didn't finish my point.
Okay, good.
So they went so dark that they forgot it's supposed to be fucking entertaining. And it's supposed to be fun. Yeah. And it's supposed to be a cool action movie with heroes that these kids put on pajamas and diapers and birthday parties for. They forgot that part. And they're like, no, we're trying to make it for that 18-year-old kid that wears all black to high school. And he's just so metal. He's so metal. That's who this movie's for. And I'm like, you're fucking idiots. Because it's so unmetal. It's like a really, really bad...
I've never seen a movie like this before.
Neither have I. And I hate when I read stuff online, they're like, oh, no, people don't understand it. DC just wants to go dark. And I'm like, dude, this is not dark.
But it's not just dark. It's 2.5 hours of just people brooding around and people dying and
weird, quote-unquote,
plot twists. Like you know, we're saying the movie just jumps to flashbacks, and then it jumps to flashbacks over here, and then you're in dream sequences.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're at, like, the freaking North Pole with a dream sequence, and then you're in Afghanistan, and then all of a sudden, it's like, what is going on?
Yeah,
I just don't know what is going on with this movie. This movie was just all over the place.
And then
you're setting up Justice League. And then at the end of the movie, then we have Doomsday, okay? So the movie should have ended, I thought, when he rescues...
Martha?
I thought that kind of should have been the movie, and they should have wrapped
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the fight with Doomsday went on a bit too long. I didn't like the way they explained Doomsday, where it was like...
Oh, that was the stupidest thing
it's
ever,
like,
dude.
It's the blood of my blood. It was like,
what
Lex sliced his hand.
Dude, I looked at you, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? He takes Zod's body, dips it in...
Goo?
A bath? Fuck, they don't even explain any of this shit.
Well, it's in the ship, and... they kind of hint like, well, the scientific community of Krypton felt that the unnamed one should not be created. Or what is some kind of foul mutated? I mean, they're trying to explain like some... In other words, they're trying to explain Doomsday without actually doing the cool Doomsday origin story where it's a creature that's killed, reborn, over so many times that it becomes unkillable.
Well, it's because they didn't have time.
Dude, you could have done... they did... We went through how many flashbacks?
I know, I'm saying.
Lex, we do a two-year, you know, montage of Lex killing this little creature in all kinds of sadistic ways. Why not? They're already doing it. And at the end, you got Doomsday. Instead of you got like this orc. I'm saying orc, dude, because it was a fucking orc.
He was an orc.
He was an orc, dude. I thought Lord of the Rings as soon as he popped up.
Yeah, but I just didn't get... They dipped Zod's body in
and then a cocoon.
Then he cuts his hand.
Yeah, too.
And drips it on his face, and then submerges him in the water.
And they put him in a cocoon, and I guess it's a mixture of Zod and Lex.
So it creates Doomsday? What? Like, it doesn't make any sense, dude.
I'm telling you, dude.
I was like, what is going on?
So warriors, stay away.
The fight. And this is another... Okay, so maybe I didn't like all this stuff after that.
I was about to say that.
The more I'm thinking about it, maybe I didn't like it.
See, so, sometimes you have to see it twice because the second time.
They keep saying, oh, well, they're in this section. You know, okay, so this is where they knew they fucked up in Man of Steel. And you know they fucked up in Man of Steel. Because they took every single chance they could to say, oh, the downtown area, because she's watching the news. Luckily, the downtown area is mostly uninhabited right now.
Because it's after hours.
It's after hours.
Oh, and then they land on Rikers Island where there's no one at. There's no one on the island.
Yeah, don't worry, that island's uninhabited. And then
there's
the shipping dock where they're fighting over in Gotham. Oh no, it's a completely.
Oh, I got a question for you. Yeah. How close is Gotham and Metropolis?
I think it's like in this universe. I think it's New York and New Jersey, basically.
Is it? In the comics, then why wouldn't they run into each other more often? Because I always
assume the comics, dude. They say, and this is another thing in this movie that didn't make any sense to me is that in this movie they act like nobody knows who Batman is. It just seemed like nobody knew who Batman was. Like, that cop's all shooting at him with a shotgun and stuff.
Yeah.
But they said Batman's been around for 20 years. I like Ben Affleck. I thought he was great.
I thought for an older...
I don't know if he was great because the material wasn't good. I thought he was one of the better parts of the movie.
For an older Batman, he pulled it off pretty good.
Yeah, I thought he was fine.
Yeah, for a kind of gruff, older Batman, yeah, he pulled it off.
I liked the Batman voice in this one, too. I can understand.
Oh, that synthesized? Yeah.
I thought it was kind of nice. I could, for the most part, understand
it. So they're going like this the whole movie.
Was that a shot at the other movies where they were talking about when Alfred's messing with the synthesizer? He's like, oh, that's too deep or whatever. Like, nobody can understand what that says or something like that. I was wondering if that was a shot at the Nolan movies. I'm going to have to fix this. Can't understand what
it's saying. You got to figure they threw that in there just because everyone made fun of the Nolan movies.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, was that a shot at the Nolan movies? Anyway, so then they... So this was another thing that pissed me off. Never mind. I hated that whole second half of the movie, too.
Thank you.
So,
well, except for Wonder Woman.
The president...
When Xena popped in, that was kind of cool.
That was cool, but I hated that music. That was so dumb, dude. Like, it's not what do they call
it? And it was like...
It's not Peter and the Wolf.
No, dude. I'm telling you, it's from 300. It's from 300, dude.
What I mean by Peter and the Wolf is every character has his
own their own music?
Yeah, you don't have to have, whenever Wonder Woman's on screen, you play her music. Yeah. That was the first thing I thought of. Because every time she showed up on screen...
That's a good...
So, I didn't like the president authorize a nuclear assault on Superman.
Oh, yeah. No. The worst part was, how did they pinpoint where to hit a moving target
in space? That was totally dumb.
I was like, ugh.
But beyond that, I just thought it was stupid. That's right. Send nukes up into space at Superman. And they're like, what, sir? And the girl's doing the cross. Yeah. And I'm like, are you serious, dude? Let's nuke Superman, you guys.
I love the fact that they were able to already discover that Doomsday can't be killed. We can't strike him again.
Every time we hit him, he gets stronger.
He's unkillable. I'm like, okay.
It's like, you hit one. You hit him once, and they're like, every time we hit him, he gets stronger. We shouldn't attack him anymore. I'm like, wow, you figure that, but I'm really not quite.
To me, I felt Doomsday was way too powerful to be taken out the way he was. Dude, literally, he did a Goku-type energy where he's like shooting up fire.
It was just like a diarrhea of special effects. Like,
yeah.
That's what I mean. What the fuck was even going on? Like, where were they? Like, it was just, they were like in some hell state. They were on whatever.
No, the island. Rikers Island.
They were on the island that was uninhabited or whatever.
Yeah, and then, of course,
one. It wasn't Rikers Island, they said.
I thought they called it Rikers Island.
No, I thought they said it was something other. Well, it doesn't matter.
All I know is they had petroleum tanks out there, which I thought was kind of strange.
Yeah, and he blew him up in there. Yeah. But it was just a...
Oh, no, we got to go back. Whoa,
it was a diarrhea.
We skipped a huge piece, man. Okay, huge piece that we have to return to. So when Batman emails Wonder Woman, and she opens it up, and she sees that really cool picture from, like, 1918.
Where he said, found your picture, LOL, emoji.
But that's kind of a cool picture. She's sitting there, and she's kind of in her... Though she did look older in that picture.
And they played the music again as soon as the show.
No, no, the worst part was she looked older in that picture than she does in the movie. She looked a good 30, 45 in that picture, so I don't know if she... I don't know, rejuvenates her if you want. But then, like you said, each symbol for the Justice League is there, and she starts to go and click and watch little mini-movies of The Flash at a convenience store stopping a robbery. I watched the damn Flash show, and it's like, they could have pulled it off better than they did. The worst one to me was Aquaman.
That looked so bad, though. That looked so low budget.
The Aquaman one to me.
Aquaman looked super low budget. The
glowing eyes, and then he comes up, and he's covered in tattoos.
And he's sort of, like, shaking the trident, and then stabs him.
The fact that you look at him, and he looks like he's holding his breath, he's like... he didn't look like he was breathing, so he looked like he was holding his breath. He did not look like he was breathing underwater. He then shoots his trident and does a Superman sonic boom through the ocean, which throws everything off. Okay, and then you have...
Cyborg,
which was the longest of the little mini movies.
It looked awful, dude.
I have no idea what that liquid cube was that jumps on him and starts and he starts screaming.
Then he turns the camera.
And then the cool part was the body was up on a board. Like, that was kind of creepy. He had him on a board in pieces. And I thought that was a little creepy that he had his kid up there like that. And he's experimenting on him.
But that wasn't such a weird... I can't remember what scenes that was between. But I just remember, like, weren't you guys in the middle of a movie?
No, whenever the ship, the electricity's coming off the ship, and she decides to get on a plane and fly off. And then she gets on the plane, and then she has Wonder Woman has a guilty conscience and decides that she's going to go help. And she's walking off, and they're like, Miss Prince. So everyone on the plane, that stewardess knew everyone's name on that plane, so she could yell out, Miss Prince. So we all know it's Diana Prince, Princess. Is it Prince or Prince?
No, Frank, Prince is the singer. Diana Prince, I thought.
Is it?
I think we have a podcast called this in another stream called the Diana Prince. I think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she calls her last name. She walks off, changes. Now, did she fly? Or did she just Xena leap?
I don't think that we saw her fly.
Because remember she jumped. I thought she was flying. She was flying at Doomsday, and Doomsday kicks the ground and shoots, like, shrapnel at her. And she puts her shield up and goes through it. And then she does, like, this underswing where she cuts his leg with her sword. Uh-huh. And then Superman's coming up from above.
I don't know. I don't think that they clearly showed if she flew or not.
Okay, because it seemed like it.
Doesn't matter.
It seemed like it.
I just can't remember when that. It was just... I just remember...
So this movie... You could literally throw it anywhere in a movie.
They literally just, like, stopped the movie to run a commercial for Justice League. They basically took the stingers out of the end credits where they totally fucked up the actual movie, and they just threw it in the middle of the movie.
Which, actually, you know what? They would have worked better as stingers, I think.
That should have been a total stinger.
Yeah.
With her clicking through the files, that should have
been... Not even, dude.
Or even getting the email.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Because it would have made sense, because then she and Bruce Wayne would have had rapport. Okay, then he goes, oh, by the way, I found your photo, send it to her. And then she could be like, oh my god, let me click on this shit. And then she's like, oh my god, it's Aquaman. Right? That should have totally been a stinger. Instead, they put it like... 3/4 of the way through the movie. It's really weird.
Yeah, and well, the weird part is that at the end when they do become friends... Oh, wait, that's
too far. Let's just finish it up.
Okay. So Doomsday's fighting. He's beating the shit out of all of them. Superman apparently can hear Lois banging on concrete underwater.
Because she tossed the kryptonite sphere into just a vat of water.
No. The Lady of the Lake, man. Come on, dude. We're staying mystical here.
Okay.
The Lady of the Lake... I just wonder,
I gotta go get that spear.
The explosions and stuff, he hears boom, 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 and decides that's Lois drowning. Goes, rescues her. I thought she was dead for a second there, and then when she spits up the water, I was like, oh, of course not. Decides to go for the spear, gets the spear, is so weakened because it's kryptonite, she grabs it and throws it.
Again. Which the guy next to me was like, what the hell are you doing? Stop throwing the spear away, Lois.
And so at this point, Wonder Woman somehow got her lasso around Doomsday. Doomsday is – she cut off his hand, so he's, of course, going to evolve again. She has her lasso around him. She's holding him. Batman takes a shot with his last kryptonite grenade, so it kind of weakens him. And Superman decides that he's going to fly and stab him with the spear. Of course, he's weakened by the spear at the same time, so that kind of makes sense. Flies at Doomsday, jams the spear into his chest – at which point, miraculously, Doomsday had grown a giant, what would you call him? What would you call that? A what? Instead of a hand, he grew like a...
They're like a...
jagged...
A bone knife.
Yeah, some kind of weird spear hand thing he grew. Yeah. And he jams it through Superman's chest, which then Superman uses that spear, that part of whatever's jammed in his chest to pull further in to jam the spear all the way through Doomsday.
Kills him.
Yes, kills him.
Both of them.
Yeah. And you see this huge gaping hole in Superman's chest.
Yeah, which I thought was... I was like, you don't need to show the wound, too. Like, I don't know. Like, that was another thing that kind of bothered me. Like, because you're showing, you know, Superman's dead face. And I'm like,
No. And his eyes were awake, too. His eyes were open, too. I thought it was
like,
a little creepy.
Man, this is kind of fucked up. And then you can see the big bullet... The big bored hole in his chest. And I was like, oh, man. Like, this is just icky, dude. And again, it's not like that I don't see movies with gore in it all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Superman's kind of a symbol, dude. Like, don't have his freaking chest all blown open.
Well, to me, this movie was not made for the general audience. This was made... It felt almost more heavy toward fans and less...
What does that mean, fan heavy?
Well, like, as fans, we could sit there and like, oh, I get this, I get that, I understand.
Yeah, I figured it would be the other way, that if we were fans and we were, like, repulsed because these weren't the right characters. I think the people who applauded at the end of the movie over, the people who don't know what the hell they're talking... They just saw Batman and Superman fight... And they know that there's going to be another movie, so they just clapped.
True.
I don't think fan has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, at his funeral afterwards, Wonder Woman and Batman are there, and he's like, we got to find more metas, or whatever.
Well, no, remember, they're burying an empty casket
back
east, and they have the body there, which they never show. And they're going to bury him on the farm. And then, of course, we got to find the other metas. And then she's like, well, what makes you think they want to be found? Oh, they'll want to be found. How do you know? I just know. It's just like... A very strange...
Oh, no, he says they're going to want to fight or something like that. And she's like, how do you know they're going to fight? And that's because of the flashback from that thing that he had.
Right? Yeah, I think basically it was a hint that, we're not even there yet. So then they bury Superman. Next thing you see... Now, I almost felt like the police were okay with Batman doing what he was doing because they showed Lex, which... Why would they shave his head before he went to prison? It made no sense to me. It made no sense. I'm sorry, dude. That was the worst Lex. That was just Joker.
I'd heard a leak that he loses his hair because he gets cancer from hanging around the...
That's from the cartoon.
Is that from the cartoon?
That's from the cartoon.
That's
Superman cartoon, like back in the 90s.
I had heard that's what they did, and I kept kind of waiting for that to be... For him to be in prison and you find out that he got cancer or whatever. Instead, they just shave his head. And I'm like, really?
They're shaving his head, and then the next scene is a towel over his head, and they remove to show his shaved head again. Like, we couldn't guess what you were doing already. And the cops tell him, or the police tell him to get against the wall, put his forehead on the wall, turn, put his hands behind his back. The lights flicker, and he doesn't get a little weirded by that these lights are flickering like crazy. Like,
well, he kind of did, because he turned around, but it was Batman there.
And Batman, of course, has this, red hot iron...
That's what it was branding.
His branding thing, and he's like, I don't even remember what he told him.
He said something like, wherever you go, I'll find you, or something. I'll be there.
Wherever
you go, I'll be there.
That's the worst part, though, and he's like, but the bell has been rung. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Ding-a-ding-ding.
We all knew they were talking about Darkseid. Fans do. If you're not a fan, you'll be like, what's he talking about? Like, ring-a-ding-ding. Like, what the fuck
is ring-a-ding-ding? I don't get what the ring-a-ding-ding means either. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, Case kept saying the bell's been rung. You can't unring the bell. They heard the god is dead. Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
Yeah, I know. I figured that had to be some sort of... The ding-ding-ding part had to be some sort of inside thing, but I guess not.
Dude, he did a lot of repetitive shit.
He should have done like boom, 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 right? Because boom tubes.
Boom tubes, yeah.
That would have been
like,
made fun
of. But even the red capes are coming. The red capes are... Like, dude, he was really psychotic. Just, I didn't like this Luthor.
Yeah, I did, I don't know, and I think I've said this, I don't know if I've said it on the podcast or not before, but Lex Luthor is a way better Batman villain than fucking Superman villain, right?
Yeah.
Multinational corporation, like, they can fuck with each other way better than stupid ass.
Well, see,
Superman fighting a businessman is dumb.
The one thing I never got was, Batman was using a gun, but yet he still kept his batarangs around, which made no sense to me. Just pull out the gun
just
and just
shoot
people.
Like, why
yeah, why do you need a batarang? The whole thing about the batarang.
I got really worried when he shot that tracking onto the that Russian guy's
the
truck.
Sniper, yeah.
I thought he was going to sniper shoot those guys. Like that's how it was at that point in the movie. I literally was not sure if Batman was going to 50 cal sniper shoot these guys.
So that, now you just turned him into Big Daddy from Kick-Ass, where he's in the black armor and just gunning people down.
That's how sad it was. I was like, oh.
Dude, I told you. Remember when I told you in the beginning? This is not Batman. That's not Batman. Like, I was this the first time when I watched it by myself, I was disconnected from the movie about a third in. I was like, this is not Batman. When he started killing people, I was like, that's not Batman.
Okay, so let's talk about individual performances. We both like Ben Affleck, right?
Ben Affleck was good.
I thought he was fine. I thought this was definitely more of a Batman movie than a Superman movie, right?
It should have been more Batman. Less murdery Batman, more Batman.
Yeah.
Superman, what'd you think of the actor?
I don't think Henry Cavill's that bad. I just think he keeps getting into these shitty movies. They don't know how to write Superman right.
Yeah.
I think that he could do. I think that he could be a nice actor. Seems like all these movies. It seems like these are like Lois Lane movies with Superman in it. Like I never feel like this movie's from Superman's perspective ever.
True.
I don't know what it is. There's just something that. But I got Cavill. Dude looks exactly like Superman.
Yeah.
Holy crap. So I got no problem with that dude. I just feel like he just keeps getting in these crappy movies.
And the chick that played Xena.
I thought she was fine. Is she going to be able to float a whole movie?
I don't know, man.
I'm not so sure, dude.
You know, and you know it's going to be the electric guitar? No, is it
Ishtar?
Ishtar
or whatever it's called.
Like 90% of the movie.
I wonder if they're going to carry that music to the whole.
Oh, dude, it's going to be like 300 probably. Okay, Luther. Thumbs down, dude. I thought it was fucking horrible.
I thought he was fine.
He was stupid. Dude, when he's doing that speech about the library, and he's having a mental breakdown.
What about where she's all like, you can't take a pig's piss and call it Page Tate, or whatever. And then later on, in the suicide bombing.
There's a glass of.
The suicide bombing with the veteran or whatever. Oh, the dude with his legs. That was all so. But she's like staring at the pig's piss in the jar.
And then she's getting weirded out, and everyone.
And then they suicide bomb.
Well, no, that's not the worst part. Luthor killed his assistant. He told his assistant to go sit and save his chair. His trusted assistant, he lets die.
Like he's the Joker.
and the thing is, in the books, in the movies, everything, dude, she never leaves his side. She's like his bodyguard. In some of her incarnations, she's like half android, and she whips out like weapons out of her hands and starts shooting lasers. She's like his number one bodyguard, and he lets her die with no more concern than like swatting a fly. It was like
probably got, like clones of her or something somewhere.
Maybe.
I just thought the whole scene was weird to have a suicide bomber.
And then, of course, Superman is sitting there the whole time, and he, you know.
When he's talking to Lois and he's all like, I should have known that he had that bomb.
Yeah.
Maybe part of me didn't, or I should have heard it. And he's like, maybe part of me didn't want to. What the fuck, dude? Come on, man. Like, you didn't even, like, oh my God.
See, now I'm telling you, when you watch a second time, these feelings you're getting are stronger. Like, I'm telling you, the second time I watched it, I was just like, oh God. Like, it was a chore to get through.
But I think it's better than Fantastic Four. Here's why.
Here's
the only reason why I'd say it's not better than Fantastic Four is that Fantastic Four was so bad that they're like, we're not making any more of these shitbag movies. Whereas this one has. They have to make more now.
Yeah. No. Dude, this movie, it's going to make a lot of money, but it's a shit movie. No, the last one didn't.
Look, man, I thought it looked fine.
You think it's going to break a billion?
I thought the special effects. Yeah, I think it'll break a billion.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I thought the special effects were fine. I didn't think they were great. I thought, like, especially in some of that Doomsday stuff, it was just diarrhea. Lightning bolts, rocks, lightning bolts, fire. And so I wasn't really super impressed with any of that stuff. I thought the movie looked good. It was just dark for the whole movie. But I thought at least it was kind of high. It was high quality shot. Like, I thought Batman's costume looked good. I thought Superman's costume looked good. I thought everything looked good. It was a quality film production-wise. I just thought the story was crap and the direction was crap. And
I can't see kids sitting through this movie. I'm telling you, I looked around and there was kids around us just fidgeting like crazy because it's just so.
It's not a kids movie, unfortunately. I mean, we can end on this because we don't need to talk for this movie. I will say part of this has had me a little bit worried about Civil War. I'm afraid they're going to go too dark with Civil War.
Nah.
And you're going to have Captain America and Iron Man beating each other up too much, and you're going to freak some kids out there, too. I'm just saying.
No, because I don't think you're going to have, like, Iron Man murdering criminals or Cap's going to be killing people with his shield. I don't think they're going to go that far.
There's a funeral in this movie.
Yeah, of a hero dying. Like, the hero's back. Dude, there was a funeral in this movie. I mean,
I know, and that's what I'm saying.
But these heroes also killed thousands of people.
I'm just saying, the things I'm criticizing this movie for, I don't want to see Marvel do the same thing. And I understand Civil War is about Iron Man versus Captain America, but man, I don't want freaking Cap or War Machine or whoever they're rumoring may die. Because you know, you see that scene where War Machine's all laid out or whatever, so that could be where he dies, or Winter Soldier, like. I mean, I guess Winter Soldier could die because he's not really a hero. It's not that big. But I don't like watching these heroes that all these kids love. I don't like watching them beat the hell out of each other like that. I don't know. There's something about it. Just, I don't like it. But I hope if they do it, it's not so sadistic like
that. Well, no, dude, it's not going to be like, no, this, dude, when you have Batman cutting Superman for, I'm assuming, pleasure, because he did smile a little bit after he cut him.
Yeah.
That's gone too far. Like, that, you've gone away from what the core of the character is. I don't think Civil War is going to go there. Civil War is going to be there fighting. I don't think Cap's going to be enjoying fighting Tony, but he's going to do it because he believes what he's doing. This one, I'm telling you, dude, that wasn't Batman. That was the Midnighter. He got off on beating the shit out of Superman.
And I guess that's the one.
It was a power trip.
I guess that's the one thing.
There was that one scene where he tells him, you're not a hero. Only men are heroes. Or some shit like that when he's beating the hell out of him. Like, he got off on the fact that I'm beating up
Superman. That was where I couldn't really understand what he was saying.
Yeah, that he was getting off on it, dude. Like, he was actually enjoying, like, you're not a Superman. I'm better than you because I'm beating your ass. And I was just like, oh, no, that's felt so wrong. It just didn't feel right.
Oh, and there were more politics stuff they put in with, at that hearing. People have the no illegal Superman, illegal alien, America. We're going to build a wall to Krypton or whatever.
It's going to be a great wall.
But all that stuff, it's going to be the best wall. It's going to be the tallest wall.
All the way around the planet.
We're going to build a wall all the way around the planet so aliens can't come back here. And we're going to make Krypton pay for it. I don't know. To me, that stuff is so low. Common denominator. Yeah. Such low-hanging fruit. I can't stand it when they do it. And they did it everywhere in this movie. Again, with the 9/11 stuff and the terrorist
stuff. I'm telling you, dude. When we were talking about this movie a year ago, and I remember saying, I don't feel this movie's right. Like, it felt like they were rushing, they were trying to catch up to Marvel, and they were trying to get to where Avengers is without taking the 1, 2, 3 steps to get to Avengers. They're like, no, we're going from 1 to 5, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fantastic.
Like you said, I think what you said in the podcast was they're doing it in reverse, where they went from, they set up all their heroes in solo movies and then made the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Whereas this is their movie where they have all the heroes, and then they're going to break out of this.
And it makes no sense.
Yeah.
And so I think what the problem is, this movie's dark, so what are the other movies going to be? Like, is Aquaman going to be stabbing people and shit? Like, he's going to jump on a whaling ship and kill everyone on the whaling ship because they're killing whales? Or,
well, I don't think Zack Snyder's directing the Aquaman movies.
Is Cyborg going to be...
Probably not, but what I'm afraid is they've given this decree that all these movies got to have the same feel. Because we can't have a bunch of shiny, happy people in the other movies, and you get back to the Justice League movie. Because Zack Snyder's doing the Justice League movie, too.
Is
right?
he? Oh, my God. I hope not, dude, because...
Should have done more research for this podcast. So I don't know if he is or not, but I just...
Frank, you let us know, all right, Frank? I'm sure you will.
Yeah, Frank, reply in the comments or hit us up at Rollspine.
Rollspine / Marvel /
No. Anyway, so I don't know. God damn, what
so,
say
1 to 10?
I think it's a solid, like, 4.
5. Wow.
So it's a 4 or 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 3-4.
Okay.
I it's better than... Better than Fantastic Four, but not by much in my book.
So here's – and the other thing against it is because it's so damn long. Like if you're
2 hours and 30 minutes.
If you're kind of shitty but not that long, I can kind of forgive you. But man, you make me sit through that shit for so long, I get a little upset. So my other question to you was this. So critics have killed this movie, right?
Yeah.
They're killing this movie. Is this going to be good or bad for the reviews of Civil War? And this is what I mean. Are they going to be like – did this movie make them more tired – of superhero movies? So then they're going to see Civil War in like a month and be like, oh great, another superhero movie.
Dude, no, dude, you got X-Men next month.
Yeah.
And then you got Civil War.
I think that X-Men movie's going to suck too. So if that X-Men movie's a big freaking stinky fart, it's a big Murphy Brown in the room, what happens if that movie's bad also, and then you get to Civil War? It's either going to be like, fine, another freaking superhero movie, we're just going to give it a negative review to try and kill Not purposefully, but just they're going to just be like, I'm sick of these superhero movies. You know what I mean? Or is Civil War going to come in and it's going to be bright and you're going to have all those great personalities with Tony, you know, with Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. and Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson.
Well, you remember, these actors are already time-tested with these characters.
Right.
And they've come out on top every time.
Right.
Except for that little misstep in Avengers 2.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I think that it could be you're lowering everybody's expectations to have a big high with Civil War, or all these super low expectations are going to drag Civil War down. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I think it'll be interesting. I mean, we're going to find out here in a couple months.
Yeah, I think it hit where I thought it did.
Here's how I describe the movie. It was a drag, man. That movie was just a drag, dude. Let me ask you,
if someone were to pay for you to go see it right now, would you go see it again?
Yeah, I'd see it again.
Really?
Just because I want to see if there was anything I missed. I want to see that scene again with whoever that was, Orion or whoever that was from the Boom Tube.
Okay. Me, no. I've seen it twice. That's it. I'm not going to see it anymore.
Yeah.
The next time I see it will be free on TV because I'm not going to pay to see it. It was too painful to see.
I'm not going
to
watch it with commercials, dude. The thing will be freaking... I kind of want to see the... what do you call it? The special edition to see what they cut out.
Well, no. The thing that gets me is most people online are like, well, you don't understand. It's a setup movie. It's a setup movie for the JLA movies. I'm like... Then it did a really shitty job of setting up the JLA movies. It did a really shitty job.
Then they should have spent more time setting up Darkseid. Or something. I don't know.
You got to do the electric guitar. What is it?
No. Then you got to do the bells have rung.
Ding ling ling.
Ding ling ling.
Ding ling ling.
Later on in the movie.
They have the Robin costume with the Joker graffiti.
Ooh, I got a theory about that.
What?
You guys want to hear my theory?
What is it?
Because God damn it. What is the line? Batman says a line in the movie. About,
we don't like clowns and...
No, not that line was obviously he was talking about. We don't like clowns and... Or we don't like crazy people in clown outfits or whatever. But he says some line about... To Alfred, I think... I can't remember what the fucking line is. Man, damn it. That pisses me off. I'm wondering now if Jason Todd, who's the dead Robin, right, is actually the Joker.
In their universe?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's going to be it. That's my long shot theory.
Honestly, I hope...
That he turncoated on Batman.
The Marvel Superheroes podcast is in no way affiliated with or endorsed by Marvel Entertainment. All characters mentioned and audio clips employed are believed covered under fair use, with no infringement intended against their copyright holders. The views expressed in this podcast are assumed legitimate, truthful, and solely possessed by the speaker.